Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. John Horn speaking to you. And I'd like to say a little today about the number one problem that's facing mankind. Now, of course, I realize that there would be diversity of opinion as to the great and greatest problem that's facing mankind if I were speaking to politicians or speaking to scientists, but we make bold to say that the greatest question and the number one question that faces the world today, and I may say all my hearers, if you have not as yet come face to face with it, you still have to meet it, and that is the sin question. And so I'm going to see with you some five things that are said about the believer's sin. And just reminding you that the entire world is divided into two groups. You can classify it this way, the saved and the lost, saints and sinners, righteous and unrighteous, those on the solid rock foundation or those on the sinking sands of time, or in keeping with the passage or the thoughts that we're going to stress for a few moments, the believers and the unbelievers. Paul tells us, for instance, in the epistle to the Romans chapter 11, that all are in unbelief. And until you have faced that fact and bowed to the terms of God and bowed to what he has to say regarding you and then later his blessed son, you're still in unbelief. However, let's face this great question, this grave question. So great was it and so great that it caused God to send from high heaven his well-beloved son. It could never have been solved. It could never have been settled in any other way. He could not send one of the higher angelic order. He could not send a son of Adam's race. It necessitated the sending from heaven of God's own son, his well-beloved son. And not only the sending of his son into the world, you see, God sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. The very fact that God's son left the glory, came to the scene of sin and sorrow, lived a holy, spotless life, would never have taken away one sin from any son or daughter of the human family. It was necessary that he himself lay down his life, Christ the sinless one. And you know, the poet puts it in words like this, himself he could not save, he on the cross must die, or mercy cannot come to ruin sinners nigh. Yes, Christ the sinless one must bleed that sinners might from sins be freed. Now I shall enumerate some five things at least that God has said about believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, that is to say, as regards the great problem of sin. First, if you were to turn to the 53rd of Isaiah and verse 6, you would there discover that the believer's sins have been laid on our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Isaiah 44 and 22, they have been blotted out. If you turn to the first chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians in verse 7, and we there read that their sins are forgiven. And then if you would read in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 17, their sins are remembered no more. And then finally in the first epistle of John chapter 1 and verse 7, we read the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. And I trust that those five passages will really be appreciated by you as never before. So that we shall look at these now just in a little detail. In Isaiah 53 and verse 6 it says, all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the sins of us all. And then quickly I shall have you notice, in that 44th chapter and verse 22, we read this amazing statement, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression and thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. And oh, I'm wondering if all who hear me today can say, thank God, the five things that have been enumerated and are found in the Word of God, I can say, are mine as to personal experience. Well, if you can say that, friends, then the number one problem, the greatest problem of the ages, so far as God is concerned, is settled, and you'd be able to say, thank God it is settled in my case too. And as we sometimes say, settled forever, sin's tremendous claim. Glory to Jesus, blessed be his name. Face up to the facts today then, and enjoy the peace of sins forgiven.